Outlook. Many eyes were on the weather forecast leading into the final weekend of May over the 26-28, as the Community of Outlook held its second annual Prairie Festival on the grounds of the Outlook and District Heritage Museum. And although often on rainfall on Saturday afternoon heading into the evening did make itself present, that didn't deter the show from going on, as headlining act Bad Influence simply moved their stage from the outdoor one set up beside the Bounty Theater to inside the iconic hall itself, where they performed another electric set that's become the norm for the local rock band. With the crew from the Riverbank Rodeo manning the bar, it made for a fun night for all in attendance. Elsewhere during the weekend were the presence of a handful of food trucks, which gave visitors a wide berth of culinary choices, and the car show held on Saturday at the northern end of Franklin Street allowed visitors to get up close and personal with some eye-catching rides, especially the unique Predator 4x4 off-road vehicle. The museum itself received much attention during the weekend, as former Outlook residents and faraway visitors marveled at the cleanup and renovations that brought the building into the modern age. Kicking the event off on Friday was the grand reopening of the Bounty Theater, which brought out a colossal turnout of people and saw Dale Dallas and Shirley Natazin take the stage for the first time in over 20 years. As well, joining them on stage to perform a few songs were Milden musician Glenn Adair, as well as a song from Outlook mainstays the Myrl Brothers. As well, an outdoor market on the museum grounds gave people the chance to check out some local wares and merchandise. Outside on the stage, Lisa Moen got the crowd going with a few songs before once again, the Myrl Brothers performed a set that drew much applause. Sunday was for the kids, with bouncy houses, face painting, and visits from Warren the Balloon Guy and entertainer and magician Danny Kazam. Of particular popularity was the water tank, which gave people the chance to dunk one of Outlook's RCMP officers. Why it was so popular, this reporter will leave to the public to decide. There seemed to be something for every person of every age during the weekend, as many smiles could be seen on many faces throughout the three-day event. The third edition of the event is already slated for the final weekend of next May, but it may also be the first weekend of June.